Good morning, boys and girls. How many of you have been enjoying the rain? I know lots of people don't like rain, but I do because I like to drink water. And I look outside and I see all these beautiful plants and the trees and the grass, and they get thirsty too. And it wouldn't be green if we didn't have rain. Jesus made rain for us too, so we need to appreciate it, don't we? How many of you, boys and girls, know someone that one day they're really nice to you and the next day they can be mean to you? Do you know anyone like that? My story this morning is about a little girl named Caroline, and she was like two Carolines. When she was at home, she was mean. She was mean to her mommy. She was mean to her daddy. She was mean to her little brother. Do any of you have little brothers and sisters? You're not mean to them, are you? And your older brothers and sisters aren't mean to you either. But she was mean. And her mommy would say, "Can you help me with something?" And she'd say, "No." And when mommy made her do it or asked her nicely to do it, she'd go to her room and close the door. But you know what? Caroline was a pretty girl. And she had blonde, curly hair and big blue eyes. And their school uniform was a pretty blue that made her eyes look really pretty. And when she went to school, she was the nicest Caroline in the world. She'd take a flower or a piece of fruit to her teacher, and her teacher thought she was so nice. And you know, she'd come home, and it was like she took off her school Caroline and set it on the porch and took on her home Caroline and went in the house. Well, Mommy prayed very hard to Jesus and said, "How can I help Caroline be nice?" She came up with a plan. And one day, about a week later, when she came home, Mommy said, "Caroline, would you please set the table for me?" "No, I don't want to set the table." "Caroline, would you please set the table?" So she knew Mommy meant business, so she went in and she got out a tablecloth, and onto the table it went. It was crooked, it was lopsided, it was bunchy in the middle, but then she went and got plates, four plates, Mommy, Daddy, brother, and herself, and just set them on the table on a stack. Put the silverware, just kind of threw it all over the table. She didn't set it very nice at all. And Mommy said, "Caroline, I would like you to go to the living room. We have a guest there who's going to eat dinner with us." And she said, "Oh, Mommy, give me some time and I'll set the table better." "No, we're ready to eat and I want you to get our guest." She went to the living room door, which was open, and who do you think was sitting on the couch in the living room? Her teacher. Oh my! Did Caroline feel bad, and did she apologize to her teacher? Because her teacher was sad, and her mommy was sad, and she apologized, and she felt so bad. And I think she learned a lesson because she and Mommy had prayer, and Caroline decided that she wanted to be more like Jesus at home and as well as at school. So we want to learn that we want to be nice, and we want to pray every day that Jesus will help us to be nice everywhere we go, to everybody we see. Okay, can we have some prayer now? Dear Jesus, thank you that we are here today. Thank you for the Sabbath. Thank you for the rain and the green grass and the trees and the flowers that are growing so nice for us. Help us to be nice. Help us to remember that we want to be like you and treat everybody the way you treat us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now remember to pick up the plates, and one of you can go over to the chapel because they've got some over there for you too, okay?